It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning and welcome to News for Seniors on this very first Sunday in June. Let's hope we get some nice summer weather. Well, today it's going to be different. I have a younger person on for a change, but his work is with we older seniors, so I thought it would be a good idea to talk to he's an assistant therapist who tries to help us in our old age, and his name is Greg Grant. And Greg is working with me on balance, and he's helping me walk better with my bad back. Well, welcome, Greg.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
How did you become interested in therapy?
It first started when I had to have knee surgery myself. And I had to go to therapy myself, and I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the work, and just talked to the therapist about what schooling I had to do and what other options there were for me.
So you went ahead and did them, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Well, what kind of therapy do you specialize in?
I specialize in home health therapy, which is coming to patients' houses that are unable to leave their house for different medical reasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many patients do you have a day?
We try to see 7 a day.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of therapy?
There are some that we've worked with in the past. There's outpatient therapy, mm-hmm. where patients come to the clinic and we do therapy with them there. Hospitals have therapy, and also nursing homes, they have therapy as well. Mm-hmm. And for patients that live in assisted living facilities, we actually go there to help them as well.
And the homebound people too.
Correct.
Yeah, that's good. Well, how long have you done this?
I've been doing home health for 7 years.
Oh.
I worked outpatient therapy 2 years before that, so 9 years total.
Mm-hmm. And you really like your work, huh?
I really enjoy it, yes.
You meet a lot of interesting people.
You definitely do. A lot of the interesting things that you see are the older men, they have pictures of the war they went through or their ships they might have been on. Some of the women, all their pictures and what they're interested in is very interesting to me. And a lot of times, living in this area, some of the patients have come from bigger cities. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to me to see how they got to West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Kind of different.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's a different life.
Right, correct.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been doing this?
I've been with this company for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing physical therapy. I've been a physical therapist assistant for 9 years.
Mm-hmm. That's great. You got into it because of your own problem?
Yes, I had a ACL repair on my knee. I heard it playing basketball. So after that repair, I had to go to therapy myself. And I enjoyed going to therapy. I enjoyed working with the therapist and the physical therapist assistant there. And they helped me figure out what I needed to do in school to get started.
You do a lot more today, don't they, than they used to?
Yes, definitely. There's a lot more involved therapy. I mean, before, the older patients, when they were younger, if they got hurt, nobody knew a lot about therapy. There wasn't much you'd do. You would just rest until you recovered. But now we can get you back on your feet quicker and get you out in the community a lot quicker.
And there are a lot of different exercises that we didn't know about before, too.
Yeah, and they're pretty basic exercises, and it's just a matter of doing the activities every day. All of us, sometimes we want to sit more than do the activity, but if you do the activity and the exercises once or twice a day, the muscle strengthening for your legs and your arms, and also work on the proper ambulation, you can get stronger quicker and get back out in the community quicker.
Yeah. I know it's helped me.
Good.
But I have to keep doing it to remind myself.
Yes. You got to do it every day.
And you said twice a day.
Twice a day preferably, yes.
Yeah. I try. I try anyway. We're going to pause right now for a message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat. And the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
We're talking today with Greg Gant, who is an assistant therapy, and he's helping me seniors to have a better life. Well, how do you work with someone who's really having a bad time? and you know it's not going to do much, but...
A lot of times, some patients just need someone to talk to while you're doing the exercises. So sometimes they'll tell me about their problems, and we'll discuss things that they might need. If patients have a wound or something, we might be able to get the nurses in a little more to see them. If they might need help with caregivers because they're unable to take care of themselves at home, we can get our social worker in to talk to them as well. So there's other resources we have besides therapy with home health. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very good for people that are homebound.
Yes, definitely.
And do you see improvements in people that you'd see most of the time?
We do normally see improvements. As a physical therapist assistant, you can tell when you go into a patient's home if they haven't been keeping up with their home exercise plan. So the important thing is for them to keep up their home exercise plan. We'll see a little bit of improvement every week. There are some patients that don't have improvement because, depending on their diagnosis, they're not going to have as much improvement with, as others. But the most important thing is keeping up with the activity and not sitting around all day.
Well, you have to have a doctor's recommendation first, don't you?
Correct. It either comes from the hospital or the primary care physician. But we do have to have a doctor's orders before we can get in there and start the admission and start therapy.
That's the first thing to do. Okay. How often do you call on patients?
Normally we'll see patients 2 to 3 times a week. We normally see them 3 times a week to begin with. And as they do better, we'll cut that back to 2 times a week and sometimes once a week because our goal is for the patient to be independent and be able to get out in the community again. Mm-hmm. So we've got to back that off.
It's usually about 2 weeks, isn't it?
Two times a week normally starts out about 4 weeks.
4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I wasn't sure. And, of course, this is a silly question to ask you, but do you like your work?
I really do enjoy my work. Being with home health, you get to meet a lot of interesting people and you get to learn about them. And you get to see where they come from, and you can incorporate some of that into therapy, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Did I ask you how many patients you see a day?
Yes, you did. I try to see 7 a day.
Well, I'm old, you know, I forget. Well, Greg, I'm so glad that you could stop by today and talk to us about having a better life.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors. It's also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is Harvest of Hope, who acquire food to feed the hungry. And just a reminder, you can hear this on your computer. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on podcasts and senior news, and you've got it. Be sure to say a prayer for our country and the world. This is Sally Healy saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Healy, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.